Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to our second podcast for 2019. The title, Are You Considering World Service with Outreach? I am Nancy O from Canada, and I will be the moderator for this podcast today. Joining me this afternoon is JG of the World Outreach Committee. Once again, the topic for today, Are You Considering World Service with Outreach? The Purpose, Vision, and Goals. So welcome, Jay. Thank you so much for agreeing to be interviewed today.
Thank you. You're very welcome, Nancy. How are you?
Very good, thanks.
Thank you for your service as liaison to the Outreach Committee. Being part of this Voices in Service podcast is a great opportunity to talk about doing world service with outreach.
Wonderful. So before we get started today on the topic, doing world service with outreach, could you please tell our listeners a bit about yourself and your history with CODA?
Sure. I began recovery from codependence in 2013 and have been benefiting from working the principles of CODA in my personal and professional relationships ever since. I'm glad to be of service through the Outreach Committee since 2017. Through CODA, I've learned a great deal about clear conscience and the quiet influence of surrendering to my higher power.
Wonderful. I'm just so very grateful for your service work on the Outreach Committee, Jay. Maybe we can just get right on to our topic now. And I've got a few questions for you. I'll get started with those. Can you tell our listeners what you hope to achieve by doing this podcast with me today? Any specific thing that you were hoping to achieve?
Thanks, Nancy. The main reason for the podcast is to communicate and establish a connection with other codependents around the world who still suffer and who are interested in participating in global outreach and world service.
Okay. I know I'd like to hear more about that. Can you tell us more about what the CODA Outreach Committee is and what they do and what is their overall purpose?
Sure, I'd be happy to. CODA Outreach Committee is currently a group of actively recovering codependents who meet monthly to complete special outreach projects using Skype or Zoom most. We're looking to expand the international presence on this committee and are hoping to focus on developing world service projects. We're excited about hearing from you, the listeners to this podcast. Maybe you are a global community member, maybe part of an existing CODA group, a fellowship. Whatever, we know codependency is a global issue that impacts all of us, and we value input from all who are interested in carrying the message.
Well, that sounds very challenging, working on global projects. In working to get this information out globally to CODA groups, has the Outreach Committee developed a vision to help them to succeed?
Yes, we have. Quite simply, the vision of Outreach and World Service Initiative is to carry the message to codependents worldwide who still suffer. One of the most powerful components to this vision is encouraging CODA members to share their personal experience, strength, and hope.
Yes, that can be very powerful. We all have a personal message of experience, strength, and hope that we could share with the world. As a global project, this could be a big job. Are there any specific goals or objectives that Outreach is working on, both short-term and long-term, to help them realize the vision?
Great. Thanks for asking. We are excited about the overall goal of World Service Outreach, which is actually to be open to InReach from CODA members around the world.
Oh, just a second. InReach, I've not heard of that word before. Would you mind clarifying for me what you mean by InReach? It's a new term I'm not familiar with.
Absolutely. During our recent face-to-face meeting in Chicago, the Outreach Committee identified an important goal of reaching out to the world community in the hopes that the world community will reach in, engage, and participate in the International CODA World Service Initiative. We are certain that world members are currently using successful methods and ideas for reaching their fellowship members, and they could share that with others. We want to pursue the inclusive goal of carrying these successful methods and ideas to everyone around the world with ongoing dialogue.
Okay, now I understand. Thanks for explaining. I'm sorry for interrupting you, but please continue to describe your goals and objectives.
Sure. The overall goal of outreach is to provide current and updated communication tools and resources for CODA members to participate in World Service and Global Outreach. The current information can be found on the CODA website under Outreach. We can also be contacted directly by email at outreach@coda.org. When you would like to update resources on the CODA website, just let us know.
Okay, thank you. Are there any specific objectives established to achieve your goals?
Yes. The first objective is to enable World CODA members and groups to reach out to professionals in their communities. This supports Tradition 11, which is a public relations policy based on attraction rather than promotion. Professionals are likely to refer clients to CODA meetings when they receive communication about the meeting in their area. As part of this objective, CODA members are encouraged to reach out also to other existing 12-step programs in support of codependents who still suffer.
Okay, is there a plan to also reach out to the Worldwide CODA Fellowship?
Absolutely. One major objective is to reach out and include members worldwide, recognizing that we are a multilingual, multicultural community. The focus of this objective is inclusive participation, regardless of individual differences. This will enable the global community to provide input on existing and newly developing CODA literature, including resources for translation services. We are continuing to develop our goals and objectives, but the one important objective is for outreach to share these resources and connections that we have developed. The goal is to work in collaboration with other CODA World Committees also to achieve these goals and objectives.
Thank you. As I'm listening, I wonder if you could give us some examples.
Sure. CODA World Outreach wants to share our vision and goals with the hope that others will share with us. This dialogue and connection between individual CODA members, groups, and committees will enhance our efforts worldwide. We meet monthly and look forward to meeting others during the 2019 CODA Service Conference in Atlanta in September. We also schedule individual work group meetings during the year, for example, to develop this Voices in Service podcast and other projects we're working on.
Excellent. The conference sounds very interesting and exciting, Jay. And of course, recording a podcast is an excellent opportunity to share ideas. And it will certainly encourage others to reach out to me if they're interested in creating one as well. But can you tell us, Jay, exactly how these goals will be put into action? Maybe you can explain some of the things Outreach has done already.
Yes, just recently the Outreach Committee developed a new brochure entitled Information for Professionals. This pamphlet can be found under Fellowship Service Materials on the CODA website, and has been translated into several different languages already and appears to be very useful for the World CODA community. How this developed, Nancy, was very interesting. The Minnesota Intergroup initially developed this brochure to give to professionals in Minnesota. The Outreach Committee then redeveloped the brochure for the Global CODA community.
Oh, so the brochure started as a local idea that was shared with Outreach, who then developed it for use globally. That's great. Are there other ways that World CODA members may contribute to sharing outreach ideas like that?
Sure. We look forward to open dialogue online in preparation for the CODA Service Conference in September. World Outreach is currently working to update the Outreach Resource Guide and the CODA website. We are open to submissions and suggestions as we redevelop this outreach website, which is going on as we speak. So we're looking for input from the world community to become part of a global CODA community resource. One issue we're working on is accessibility, for example, for those with hearing and visual impairments. We're also making our website more understandable and translatable for those whose primary language is not English. We're also open to helping others create new materials for the resource hub.
Well, these are all really, really important things to be working on to allow that global outreach. I certainly can understand that. Are there any specific steps that the Outreach Committee has taken recently to improve or further improve world outreach?
Yes, and just doing this podcast is a sign that we are moving forward, and it's great. It's an exciting time. Last year, the Outreach Committee created a flyer entitled Welcoming, Inclusive, Global, Collaborative. This flyer provides tools for members to access or share information as we carry the message to co-defendants who still suffer. We welcome submissions for review and look forward to collaborating with members around the world. We hope to develop new pamphlets, information website pages, webinars, and additional approved service documents.
That's all great. So this flyer, is that available online?
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So they just need to go to the outreach link on the website.
And service document.
I'm sure you'll give us more information about that a little later on. So what other topics might be things that people would consider bringing forward for you?
Sure. Given that it's a global international community, we're open to a number of different topics that might be of interest to you, the listener. One issue we're working on is the whole newcomer section of the website and looking at alternative meeting formats that might be helpful for different types of meetings. Another area that has quite a bit of interest that generated includes youth in CODA, those under age 25. Outreach has actually developed a young member support webpage on the CODA website as an example. So we're looking to develop that, and we're welcoming an inclusive global CODA membership, inclusive of individual businesses. If you have passion, take a look at the current website under Outreach, and we look forward to your input and suggestions.
Well, I really like the development of the youth in CODA, and it sounds as though the topic that developed would be very useful to these different communities around the world and to help spread the message of Codependence Anonymous at all age groups. I'm sure your committee would be very pleased to get help to achieve some of these goals and your vision.
Yes.
So I suspect that our listeners may seem, you know, it may seem a bit overwhelming for them to consider stepping forward to help, particularly if they don't know much about the time commitment required. Could you tell our listeners more about the time commitment to be part of the Outreach Committee? Like, how much time does it take? How often do you meet? And do people have to participate in everything, or are there subcommittees? Perhaps you could explain that for us.
Yes, and I think this is one of the issues that people may fear, so thanks for asking. Time and commitment are important issues for all of us. Some folks may be retired, maybe others are still working, and certainly have other obligations. So my recommendation is each individual should search their own interests and beliefs about how much time they have. World Outreach meets monthly online using Skype. There may be special projects you can participate in that you find interesting. CODA World Service only takes as much time as you are willing to. And you can focus on your specific interests and skills.
Well, that certainly sounds doable. Do the volunteers need to have any specific skills? Or what are some of the jobs that are on your committee that for a person that, you know, they might need to have specific skills for? Like, does someone answer emails, or is there a subcommittee handling specific goals? Does everybody work on everything together?
Yes, we have our monthly meetings, and the goal is collaboration and connection. And so if you have specific skills, for example, with the internet, with writing, with editing, and just with communicating with people, the best approach is for you to identify your specific experiences and skills and to determine your level of interest. You might hear others talk about the importance of service. But from my experience, service work is part of my recovery. It seems to improve my focus on serenity. Working with World Outreach gives me a voice and is something I can do in the face of issues I have no control over.
Right, exactly. So could you tell us what the time commitment might be per month? You know, just so the people can determine whether, you know, they would have enough time.
Yes, and again, to really repeat this important issue, Federal Road Service only takes as much time as you're interested and willing to spend. Our committee meets monthly with a meeting time determined by group consensus. A minimal time commitment of 3 hours per month is reasonable.
All right, thank you. Can you explain to those, the listeners that are here who may be interested in assisting with this outreach effort, how to become involved and who to contact?
Sure, thank you, Nancy. If you would like to participate in World Outreach in any aspect or have information to share as we work together, please contact CODA at www.outreach.org or send an email to the outreach chair at CODA.org. If you have a computer and internet access anywhere in the borough, you can participate in World Outreach. We are also hopeful that language use will not deter our efforts and look forward to hearing from each of you. For CODA Fellowship members around the world, your service is greatly appreciated. World Service Outreach will work to enhance our global CODA presence with what I'm calling today the 3 C's approach: community, communication, and connection. As tradition free reminds us, participation in CODA World Service, the only requirement for membership in CODA is the desire for healthy and loving relationships. Promise 12 is that we will gradually experience serenity, strength, and spiritual growth in our daily life.
Well, that certainly is true, Jay. It has been true for me. I do hope that some of our listeners will feel moved to reach out and to begin helping to spread the word of Codependence Anonymous through the Outreach Committee. Thank you so much for your time and your service in speaking with me today and sharing your experience, your strength, and your hope.
Absolutely.
I would also like to thank you, our listeners, for listening. So, as we prepare to close our podcast, I think I would like to close with the CODA closing prayer.
Okay.
We thank our higher power for what we have received from this meeting. As we close, may we take with us the wisdom of
acceptance
and hope of recovery. Thanks again, Jay. Until next time, this is Nancy O signing off.